he grew up here, we saw in him an affinity, a desire for the word of God and for the things of the Lord. Michael has continued to serve in this capacity wherever he went, whether it was in Boston, whether it was in Florida. He continues to serve the Lord faithfully. And we are so happy that he has agreed to be God's messenger here with us today. And Brother Michael, the Lord be with you.
So I'm vaccinated, so I heard I can hit this off. Good morning, everyone. I'm a little disappointed because I don't get to see the smiles on your faces. I'm hoping there's smiles on your faces right now. But I greet you. This morning, my wife, as I've said before, she's in the back with my three energetic sons. There's Michael, who is 10. He'll be 10 next month. Jonathan, who is 6, going on 7 in November. And then there's Miles, who is 4 years old. And so last time we were here was for the centennial. I always say bicentennial, but centennial we were here, sitting over here. Miles was just a little baby. And now he's 4 years old, running about. And they don't know what it is to stay still and quiet in church. They have their own service normally while we're in church. And actually, this is the first time they've actually been in church, so we haven't actually returned back to service yet. So this is actually my first time preaching in a church since the pandemic. And so I've had opportunities to do Zoom preaching, but this is the first time I'm here. So I'm here at home, where I was raised, where I grew up. And so thank you for allowing me to be. Yeah. Amen. So we're going to get right into it. Are you ready for the word this morning?
Yeah.
Amen. This morning is going to be kind of unique for me because as I receive this word, I believe it's something that's been processing and bubbling within me for the last, I would say, about a month. And I'm actually going to, as I'm sharing with you, actually preaching to myself as my own encouragement through this season that I'm going through right now. I'm believing God for some great things, for some new things to be happening in my life. And God has been speaking in these last couple of months, days that I've been around. Even in this journey that we had, we drove up from Florida. A couple of weeks ago, I went to Boston. For those of you who didn't know, I went to school up in Massachusetts. And I was working for elementary school. And I got a call one day that the principal that I was working for was retiring. And they were asking me to do a video to share with her. I said, let me see if I can do one better. And I went into the room with my wife and I shared with her. I said, hun, is it all right if I just go up to Boston for one day? Just one day. Let me just run up there and be there for this, and I'll come right back the next day. And so she agreed when she heard who it was for. And I flew up to Boston on a Wednesday morning, was there for the party, and came back Thursday. Had a great time. But when I was picked up at the airport, my oldest and my wife said to me, we want to go to Boston too. You had fun. We want to have fun too. And so I said, okay, after my birthday, we'll go and we'll spend some time. Matter of fact, let's make it twofold because we realized Grandpa had not seen everyone for over a year. And so Grandpa wanted to see them. So we said, okay, we'll journey up to Boston and then we'll come down and stop in New York. Of course, Dad said, if you're going to be in New York, you're going to hit the platform. And so I'm here. But God has been speaking to me, and the word that he's been giving to me and the person he's been giving to me is this man, Gideon. Gideon in the Bible. And so there's three chapters in the book of Judges where it talks about the life of Gideon and what he went through. And I believe right now for this season that I'm in, God is kind of preparing me in the same way that he prepared Gideon. Amen? So let's just go before God and just pray, and then we'll just dive into the word. Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity to be here this morning. Lord, as even Dr. Yudi said earlier this morning, Lord, it's a great thing for us to be in this house this morning. Lord, a pandemic has kept us separated, and even though we're in here today, we're still divided in a certain way. But Father God, we thank you for being in the house of God this morning. Lord, as we go before you this morning, Lord, we pray that you receive our praise and our worship this morning. We pray that it was a sweet, sweet sound to your ears. But Lord, as we go before you today, Lord, and the word is opened up, we ask that you prepare our hearts and our minds for understanding. Lord, that you open us up. Lord, remove anything that wants to block your word from coming through, Father God. We desire to hear from you. So Lord, have your way this morning as we always pray. Get glory from our time. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. I'm going to be jumping around a little bit, but the first verse that I want to share this morning is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And it reads, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." I'll read that one more time. "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need," say that again, "having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." I believe as we walk around on this earth and we live our lives each and every day, we are encouraged to walk out our purpose. You know, many times we were encouraged, I was going to share that I grew up here, and one of the things that was encouraged was to wave my Christian flag wherever I was or wherever I am. But also it was encouraged for education. It was encouraged just to stand uprightly, to just be a great example for wherever I am. But as life goes on, things come our way. Obstacles and challenges come, the challenges in every which way. You know, we would love to live this life each and every day, and it would be great. Every day would be amazing. You know, as we walked out 2019 and we were there, many of us had plans for 2020. I'll be honest. I was looking for, you know, when we see this milestone year, and I was looking for some great things to be happening in that year. And as the year began, I remember one of the things that I shared is that, God, I want to be able to preach the word domestically, internationally, and locally. And as that happened, many different things happened, where I had opportunity in Florida. I got called to come to Boston. I got called to go to Atlanta. I got called. I was supposed to be even at this time in St. Vincent. But crazy things happened, and an obstacle came around called the pandemic to rattle our world. Now, I could spend all day here talking about how crazy the 2020 was, but for many of us, things come into our lives that we never expect. But some of us, we could be walking around each and every day preparing for something, but all of a sudden, an obstacle will come in our way, whether it's an illness, whether it's a family member, whether it's a situation that just comes and rocks our world. But sometimes that does not have to be that deep. For some of us, it could be our own minds. For some of us, it could be our own self-doubt and the fear that was in us. For some of us, as we're walking around and situations happening in our lives, it scares us to the core that we cannot move forward. I'll be honest, I will say when I was growing up, right now, I believe I look real good. I got down from 250 down to 220 right now working out. Amen. If you don't see it, I see it already myself. But when I was younger, I was a little bit chubbier, and Dad used to send me out to run in the mornings. Y'all could get him for that later on. And one particular day, I went running, and I went around a block, and I saw a dog standing on a balcony. And as I was running, I stopped, and I had Matthew with me, my little brother. And Matthew saw the dog, and he was like, "No, I don't want to go down there." And I was like, "Matthew's all right. It's on the balcony." And as we looked, this dog proceeded to jump off that balcony. Now, I stood there in amazement because I wanted to actually see, and this was a little boring, I wanted to see if this dog was going to get hurt. But as this dog came down, it landed on all fours and turned and looked at me, and I kid you not, it smiled. And all of a sudden, it looked at this chubby kid and said, "Lunch." He took off towards me, and I went running down the block, yelling. And I believe there was a house going under construction at that time. And that sound of the construction stopped the dog, and it ran back. But I'll be honest and tell you right now, I am definitely afraid of dogs right now. That one experience has caused me from the smallest one to the biggest one. If they come approach me, I'm going to cringe a little bit. Even if I stand there and smile, understand there is fear flying around in my head at that time. Please get your dog. But that's a simple one. But in our lives, we come across certain other situations that may keep us scared from stepping forward into our purpose. Amen? Some things that might keep us from stepping into what God is asking us to do. We get to the story of Gideon, and I wish I could read the whole thing. I've read it about several times, and it's a long story, so I'm going to summarize. But if you get a chance, starting in Judges chapter 6, read the story of Gideon. It starts out where God is telling us that the children of Israel have done evil in his sight. And because they've done evil, they have been taken over by the Midianites, Amalekites, and other people from the east. Now, as I read that, I realized one thing. These are people that are taking over or have control over the Israelites at this particular time. But if we put ourselves in these people's shoes, sometimes our own fear and doubt can be these Midianites, these Amalekites, and these people from the east. We ourselves, when we think about the things within us and the things in our mind, it will keep us subdued from stepping into what God needs us to do. The children of Israel are the people, are the chosen people of God, but for some reason they chose, even as many times as God has brought them out of situations. The Bible even shared, I took you out of Egypt, and even though I've done that and did the righteous things to get you out, you still choose to do the wrong thing. So much so, it actually says to us that our proximity to God actually dictates sometimes the things that happen around us and how we even step into it. See, it's great when we're close to God and we can see and hear from him, great, and say, hey, God, how do you want me to walk out this situation? How do you want me to step out of this situation? But when we walk away from God, it becomes difficult. It becomes difficult to hear in this world of Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. And I'll be honest, I had to take TikTok off my phone because I realized time was going by and you could sit there flipping through and not fulfilling what you're supposed to be doing, but just rejoicing in what you're watching others do. And a lot of that is not even glorifying God. That's a bonus right now. But I bring back, so the children of Israel are now crying out to God and saying, you have saved us before, where are you now? And then we come to this man who is hiding in a wine press, trying to just ship wheat at this time. And if you understand what's happening, he's in a wine press doing something that a wine press is not supposed to do because he doesn't want what he has to be stolen from him. But he's hiding. The word of God even says the angel of the Lord is actually sitting under a tree observing him. God is watching. God is watching. God is watching. And one particular day as he's going by, the angel of the Lord appears to him at this time and calls him a mighty man of valor. I pause and I ask, what's your identity in Christ? Who do you see yourself as? Gideon is stopped in his tracks, and God is addressing him and saying, hey, mighty man of valor. And he's saying, looking at him, he's bewildered, and I'm trying to understand, why would you call me such a thing? I don't understand why you would say this to me. The word of God says for all of us that we are peculiar people. We are his who are called by his name. God has empowered you. Even that verse I read from 2 Corinthians, God has given you everything you need for life. But Gideon can't walk into that. Gideon can't understand that because his proximity from God has been so far away. It's hard for him to step into that. My encouragement to you this morning is understanding who you are in Christ. Who has God made you to be? What voice are you hearing? So much we're going to walk out right now, but I know we're being protected. I want to go out and touch each one of you as I'm sharing this. But understand this. So as I'm walking for myself, As I'm walking through this season right now, I went to my wife one day and I asked, I said, hun, I'm going through a tough time right now. I need some quiet time. She said, okay, hun. And she booked me a hotel from Monday to Wednesday. And I went about an hour away from the house and I sat in a hotel room for 3 days where I just prayed, read my word, listened to messages. My understanding was, God, I want to understand who you've created me to be and how am I supposed to walk out the things that it is. Because understanding, with the pandemic, I wasn't in the building all the time. And sometimes we forsake of us coming into this building and our proximity with God and being around the saints and how to encourage me. And again, I would say, there's so many distractions in this world to pull you away from God. We need this house, amen. Whether you're watching on Zoom, whether you can come into the building, you need this house. The encouragement that you get. And so I'm sitting in this hotel room and I'm praying to God and I'm trying to understand, God, how do I step out? How do I eradicate fear and doubt in my life? I want to be transparent. I want to step out and start a business. I actually have the business already. I want to start it full time. But I keep hearing voices in my head that keeps telling me, you're not going to make it. You won't make it. It won't succeed. How are you going to make that work? But I was like, God, I know. Every time I step into this, every day, every time I do it, it's successful. I'm hearing the reports. I get the reviews. I hear what's going on. And God is saying, this is it. And something within me keeps saying, no. And we have to tackle the negative voices within our mind. You know, Dad, when we were growing up, he would listen to a gentleman by the name of Les Brown. And Les Brown says, for every no that we hear, we need about 16 yeses to negate that. But I couldn't even charge you that the word of God is even that much more important. So your proximity to the word of God and your proximity to God actually will help you through those times. And so even as I shared that I spent 3 days away, my desire was to get reconnected with God. And one of the things I ended up writing on the wall, I didn't write on the wall of the hotel. I put a paperwork so I could write down what I was hearing. One of the things was surrender to God. Surrender to God. If there's anything I can encourage you during this time is that there's a need to be surrendered to God. To pour your whole life into God and say, God, I trust you for what you're doing in my life. Let's go back to Gideon. So Gideon stands there. He's looking at this angel of God. And as the angel is encouraging for who he is in God, he starts to say, and when I go back to these negative words, I am the least of these in my country. My people are the least of these. And now that I am the least of these, how many people in here think they're the least of who they are in this world? How many of us to talk to ourselves and we will doubt ourselves and say to ourselves that we are not strong enough to get through this next season? But even as he says this to this angel continues to encourage him. He continues to tell him that God has chosen you for a purpose of leading your people out of this season right now. Now, another bonus is Gideon actually goes and tests his voice. He goes and prepares a sacrifice that he actually sees the angel consume at this time. And at that time, he even says, now, this is the voice of God. I was here to say, if you are being immersed in what's happening in our culture right now in the society. And again, I would say social media is a big thing. Television is a big thing. If those things are the things that you consume on a daily, it's hard to hear what God is saying to you each and every day. There's an importance about devotion and meditation in God and understanding what he wants to say. And so what Gideon has shown us here is that if you just take the time to realize what voices are you hearing? Is it God? Or is it something else? The world will tell you that you need the next sneaker, you need the next clothes, you need the next go to new next new dance, you need to buy the next new car, you need to do all these things. And the one thing God is trying to have you understand is that you need him. All these things will pass away. Everything that you buy, everything that you consume, when we leave this earth, we leave it here. Yes, it's good. We look flashy. We put it on and everything, but it means nothing. That one day that you make somebody happy by watching you wear it, it's gone the next second. And God is saying, what you do for me will last. So he tests out this voice and he realized God is speaking to him. And as he goes on, he realizes now I got to take out everything out of my life. And I've already been saying that already, but the next thing he begins to do is he tears down the idols that's in his life. What idols are in your life at this time? What things that you put above God, but instead of putting God first? God wants to be the center of your life. Nothing else. Nothing else. Him and him alone. His stories now, and the funny thing about thinking about the children of Israel and the many different things that God has done for them, and even if you get the opportunity to read the story of how they walked out of Egypt, I mean, we always talk about the Red Sea, but there have been many other things where God's miracles were displayed upon them. It was no doubt the hand of God was upon the children of Israel at that time. I can share stories of myself, even being in this house, or even going away to school, or being with my family, where God, I mean, even driving around New York. Last night, Dad's car almost got in an accident. Praise God. I was driving. And it wasn't because of me. It was because of others. But the minute I saw it, I said, God, thank you. But I realized we go through each and every day not realizing how many times God is operating in our lives. You thought you were late, but God was shoveling you back just so you wouldn't be in that accident. You decide that you are going to go into a meeting one way, but God tells you to keep your mouth quiet. You go and you say it, and you're the one walking out of the promotion, and you don't know, wait, that's not what I walked in with. For those of us looking for spouses, you are keeping your eyes held to the sky, and also God tells you, look down, and there it is. But keeping God first is important in our lives. So Gideon goes and he begins to cast down these idols into them. One of the important things, he goes into his city, and there's an idol to Baal at this time. And he tears it down and he lights it on fire, and he presents this whole, builds this whole altar around the situation that these people come out the next day and they see and they desire, they want to kill Gideon for tearing down this idol that they have. Now, here's the next thing that God does when you begin to walk into your purpose. Now, remember, Gideon said, "My people are the least of our people, and I'm the least of these." Now, we actually would say to me that his father, he's actually saying, my father is actually the least of his people. Right? I need y'all to agree with me. I can't see your faces. Just realize I didn't put my contacts in, so I really can't see anybody. So he would be the least of this, and this amazed me as I read it. His father steps out and tells the people as they come to kill Gideon, well, let the God that you're idolizing deal with Gideon if he's so powerful. He stands before all these folks that want to kill Gideon and say, hey, you're not touching my son. If you think your God, this idol that you've been idolizing is so bad, so big and bad, you deal with Gideon, but you're not touching it. Which also says to me, when you walk in your purpose, your boldness moves others to move in their boldness. Amen. So we got understanding who your identity is. That's one. Two, completely surrendering to God. Three, when you step into your purpose, you cause others to walk into theirs. The story goes on that Gideon gets a horn and he blows it. And all of a sudden, 10,000 men from his country come together to gather now, combat those that were oppressing them. Now we go from folks who are being oppressed, who are hiding, weak, hiding their cattle, one day, one man being told that you are a mighty man of valor, to now 10,000 men ready to combat their biggest obstacle. See what walking with God can do. See what stepping into what God has for you can do. Seeing what walking in your purpose and having God in your life can do. Many times we think that the things that we teach and we share is only because for us. And yes, we need to accept Christ. We need to surrender to God and we need to walk it out. But when we do it, it encourages others to do the very same thing. Dr. Eudon shared up here that yesterday there was prayer stations all over for the community day. And because of the boldness of others to pray for others, we had 9 people now who will see the kingdom of God one day. Amen? Amen. Because of the boldness of one, many others come to know Christ. And so there's things that you maybe want to walk out and God is saying, trust me for it. There's things that you may want to do and God is saying, trust me for it. There's things within your mind that is telling you that you are nothing. And God is saying that you are a mighty man or woman of God. And he's saying, trust me. And you can step out and begin to do the things that God wants you to do. And the crazy thing about God is that you may see it one way, but he begins to walk it out in a different way. And that's the continuation of Gideon's story. I'm not going to get into the epic part of his story that we love to share and talk about. I'll give you the opportunity to read about that when you go to Judges 6. But there's something about being in God and being in close proximity. Say that word with me, proximity. Proximity. Being in close proximity to God. God wants to speak to you daily. God wants to operate in your life daily. He wants to do miraculous things through your life daily. All he says is open up to him. We stand, when we sing many times, we open our arms to him. We stand in this position. This position is like saying, God, I surrender to you. God, I desire to be close to you. God, I desire for you to speak to me. And though we think about this position and we think about that, maybe tears we may run out of our face, but the tears are not the tears of sorrow, the tears of joy to understand that we serve a great God that desires to do great things in our lives. So my encouragement, one, those who may not know who God is, the most important thing that you can do in this world is accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Amen. Everything else that I've talked about doesn't mean a thing until you do that first. If you desire to see God operate in your life, like he's operated in this man's life, this man goes on to fight a battle with less men than the army he's going with, and they don't even touch the other foe. You could be preparing for a battle that you think you have to fight by yourself. And God is saying, if you trust me, I'll fight it for you.
Amen.
But the first thing you need to do is accept him into your heart.
Amen.
Confess with your mouth, I am a sinner. And God, I need you in my life. I believe that you died for my sins. You say I did that at 6 years old, and I'm not going to say I've been sinless since 6 years old. That is not my testimony. But I've been walking with God ever since that day, and I can say the great and mighty things he's done in my life. And I know it also negates what I start with saying that, well, why it's so hard to trust him at this season right now, but I am walking forward, believing and knowing who he is in my life. And I know that as I can preach this word, and I say it's an encouragement to me as I encourage you, that I know that if I believe and trust him, I will see great things happen.
Amen.
I believe, and I say with great joy and a smile on my face that I know that he'll open that door. If you're here today and you do not know him as your Lord and personal Savior, my biggest encouragement to you, I can't leave you with anything else but this, accept him into your heart. Let's go before God. Father God, we thank you once again for the opportunity to be within your house. But Lord, as this word has gone forth, Lord, I pray that the encouragement goes forth to know who we are in you. Lord, our identity in you is so important. Lord, as we accept you into our hearts, Lord, for us to understand, like you said to Gideon, that we are mighty men and women of valor, that we walk out a purpose on this planet. Lord, for us to understand that you desire us to surrender our whole selves to you. Not half of ourselves, not a portion of ourselves, our whole selves to you, Father God. And Lord, for us to understand that as we do this, it's not for ourselves, but that you may be glorified. And so others will come to the knowing knowledge of you by us stepping forward. So Lord, hear our cry this morning. Humble our hearts. Encourage us today. We pray for the eradication of fear and doubt. And that you be the center of our lives. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. And we all say, amen. Thank you. Amen.